congratulations on the victory. It wasn't the prettiest game tonight, but the team found a way to win despite a tough night with some of the turnovers.
Hey, you kind of described that just perfectly as far as the tough night. We played tonight as far as the drops. It's kind of like we practiced all week. You know, we didn't have a very good week of practice, and, you know, that's just kind of what I feared, you know, stepping on the field, and that's what took place.
Well, first two possessions of both teams, were all punts. You guys get two possessions on the road, taking the ball in Colby's territory, get the touchdowns, and then they go strike back and then make it 14-6, and it was 14-12 on that fumble return. At halftime, what was the message in the locker room to the team?
Basically, pull your head out of your bottom and get ready to play. The past is the past, and if you think, you know, teams are going to roll over, you know, once we get up two touchdowns, you know, that you're wrong. You know, it's what we told the kids, just because there's a lot of people out there that think this is a year they're going to come get us, and if we continue to practice and play like we did tonight, you know, there are going to be a couple teams come get us. But, you know, at the same time, you know, they showed a lot of character coming back in the second half and, you know, played better and still had mistakes. You know, we had, you know, the bad punt as far as the snap. You know, we had another fumble. You know, we had a couple drops. You know, just kind of a comedy of errors as far as, you know, things that could go wrong went wrong for us. But, you know, at the same time, you know, somehow they pulled it together and got the win.
Glenn O'Neill, head coach for Scott City, joining us here post-game show, 2012 Scott City victory. Second half, for first two drives, seemed like vintage Scott City, a lot of running plays, 7-play drive and a 12-play drive on your first two scoring drives, and it looked like you found some holes once again in the second half against the Colby defense.
Well, not enough. You know, the blocking assignments weren't very good, and, you know, confusion up on front. You know, the biggest, you know, problem with the offensive line is their splits. You know, they were toe-to-toe up front, and we're not a toe-to-toe team. And, you know, you tell them during timeout, and, you know, we don't adjust on the field. And, you know, those are things, you know, that the guys got to take care of on the field a little bit by knowing where the ball is going to go and then how big a splits we want with the offensive feet, you know, as far as you can talk, you know, from tackle to tackle. And, I mean, there's numerous times that we made, the wrong choice on the blocking that, you know, if we would have got that one more block, you know, maybe we could have got, you know, that back into the secondary. And, you know, we didn't make the block because we went to the wrong guy and, you know, that their guy closed down and made the tackle and that they did a good job. And, you know, Colby played exactly like I told the guys they're going to play. They're going to play hard. They're going to come up. They're going to be aggressive. You know, they're going to hit us in the face a little bit. And, you know, how we responded, you know, would be kind of, you know, the tell of, you know, how the game was going to go. And, you know, for the most part, I thought, you know, Colby played with a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, you know, we were a team that looked like we didn't have school today, which we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and then we looked like a team that didn't have a very good week's practice, which we didn't. And, you know, we're honestly, you know, we're lucky to get out of here with a win tonight. So I'm going to give a lot of credit to Colby. And, you know, as far as, you know, the kids, you know, that they showed some character in the second half. But, you know, we told them, you know, kind of in our post-game talk right there, show some character by coming to practice ready to get better, you know, every day. And that's something we did not do, you know, this week. Last week we did every day. This week, you know, maybe about a third of the time. So, you know, it's a learning lesson, and luckily for us, you know, it didn't cost us a loss to get that lesson.
Well, next week, hit the road for the first time. I'll be at about a 35-40-mile drive there. You go to Holcomb. It'll be their home opener. They lose tonight to Hugoton 20-7 in Holcomb. They lost quite a few players off of last year's team, but they've got a pretty impressive quarterback in the Tucker kid.
Oh, they do. I mean, they got some nice kids, and they're kind of like Colby tonight. They got a young bunch. You know, when you look at their, you know, their defense, all four of their linebackers are underclassmen. You know, look at their defensive line. You know, the two D tackles are seniors. The two defensive ends are, you know, underclassmen. In the secondary, you know, Tucker's their senior, and all the other guys are, you know, underclassmen. So our league is tough.
Yeah.
You know, this year, you know, I'm gonna, you know, just flat out say, you know, that the next four games, you know, are all league games, and they're tough. You know, Holcomb is gonna be, you know, kind of stinging coming back from that loss. You know, the week after that, you got Ulysses, who's probably the league favorite coming in. And then you got the two teams that have the senior classes that dominated in middle school and freshman football with Goodland and Hugoton. And so, you know, this is a tough stretch for us right here. This is a time where every week where we can't afford any sideways steps. We got to step forward. We got to be able to make, little steps. We got to get healed up a little bit. Got to get our people back. And we got to watch film on Monday and not get our feelings hurt whenever, you know, mistakes get pointed out. And, you know, as coaches, you know, we need to look and kind of see, you know, why are the guys making the same mistakes over and over? Because, you know, if the kid makes it once, it's probably, you know, the kid's fault. If the kid makes it twice, it's the coach's fault because we're not doing a very good job teaching. So, you know, as a staff, you know, we need to look at ourselves and just say, hey, we got a bunch of inexperienced guys. You know, that's not the case. We need to coach better, you know, period. And, you know, that goes for everybody on staff, you know, from the head coach down to the freshman coaches is, we need to see mistakes and somehow we got to get those things corrected. And that lays on the old guys on the sideline, not the young guys.
All right, Scott City with the victory tonight, 28-12. And, Coach, once again, appreciate you stopping by here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.